Oh man, you have come to meditate on Nam, and Maya has entangled you. This is Sanchi's Bhajan, Bandha Nama Japanate Nu, page 205. The daughters and sons and the beloved family. Except for the Nam, no one gives support. The negative power has trapped you in the pleasures. Be in the true company of the saints. Catch hold of the shelter of the perfect master. Fortunately, you have got the human body. Man hangs upside down in the womb of the mother. Without the master, he gets kicked and knocked from door to door. The time, once lost, is not regained. In the end, Satguru is the one who will come to your rescue. Without the master, you will repent. You've given up the devotion and have forgotten God. It's all false, O man, but you understand it as true. It is a fair of the few days, and finally, you have to leave this world. Kripal has saved the drowning Ajaib. O man, you have come to meditate on Nam, and Maya has entangled you. Bandha Nama Japane Tu, Japane Nu, page 205.
Bandha Nama Japane Nu Aya Maya Ne Janjala Palya Bandha Nama Japane Nu Aya Maya Ne Janjala Palya Dia putra kutamba piara nam bina koi deve na sahara Dia putra kutamba piara nam bina koi deve na sahara Vicha vishya de kala ne fasaya Maya ne janjala palya Bandha nama japane nu aya Maya ne janjala palya Bandha nama japane nu aya Maya ne janjala palya Santadi satsangat karle phal pure guruda farle Santadi satsangat karle phal pure guruda farle Bhagyuche jama manasatiya Maya ne janjala palya Bandha nama japane nu aya Maya ne janjala palya Bandha nama japane nu aya Maya ne janjala palya Mata grabha vicha puta hoke latake Guru to bagera banda dar dar batake Mata griba vicha puta hoke latake Guru to bagera banda dar dar batake Bela bitya kadina hata aya Maya ne janjala palya Bandha nama japane nu aya Maya ne janjala palya Bandha nama japane nu aya Maya ne janjala palya Akir Satguru ne kamayona Bhaj Guru de he pachatona Akir Satguru ne kamayona Bhaj Guru de he pachatona Chad bandagi te rabanu bulaya mayane janchalapalya bandanam japane nu aya mayane janchalapalya bandanam japane nu aya mayane janchalapalya Gura pasara bande sachalia janeoe chandaroja mela akira chadana jehaneoe Gura pasara bande sachalia janeoe chandaroja mela akira chadana jehaneoe Ajay Badubada Kirpala Nebachaya Mayane Janchala Palia Bandana Majapane Nuaya Mayane Janchala Palia Bandana Majapane Nuaya Mayane Janchala Palia
O men, you have come to meditate on Nam, and Maya has entangled you. Right, before we begin, a great big thank you to everyone who came for the Seva morning yesterday. There was a record number of people, and we raked up a record amount of leaves. And it was so nice to see everyone, and the weather couldn't have been better, so it was a great morning. And thanks to the Master. Our first reading, we will continue in a talk that Sanchi gave in March of 1978. And, no, I'm sorry, it's backwards. It was March of 1974. No. My notes were written wrong. Okay, the talk was March of 1978, and it was published in the October 1982 Sanpani magazine. It was called There Is Nothing in Hypocrisy. And this is on a Bani of Kabir. So continuing in the Bani. The hypocrite goes in the cycle of 84 lakhs. That is why I say that you should search within yourself for God. Sanchi says, now Kabir Sahib says, you should think, those who are receiving people in the name of God, definitely they will go to hell, and definitely they will be involved in the cycle of births and deaths. Kabir has been commenting on so-called sadhus who invite disciples to follow them, and they're not the real thing. Mahatma Charandas tells us the condition of such people, that they have a beautiful face or a beautiful body, just like the crane who stands on one leg, just as if he were doing devotion. But in his mind, he's always thinking about eating fish. How can such people find God? And again from the hymn. O swan, even if you fly without beak or wings, and even if I don't see you flying, even if you bring me the news from far away, still I won't believe you, as there is nothing in hypocrisy. Kabir Sahib says, even if any man changes his form, changes his body into that of any animal, and even without having beak and wings, he can fly as if he were a swan, and even if he brings the news from far away, I won't necessarily believe in him that he is the sadhu. When our army went to Shimla, there was one place called Kamarati, and at that place there was living one sadhu, who used to give the news of our villages, even though we were very far away from them. Many people were believing in him, and they were going to him. Once it so happened that a man from our army went to him with a lot of money and everything, and that sadhu took that money and left that place. He ran away, and after that, everybody knew that he was a fake. And from the hymn, even if you sit in the cave and I cannot see you, even if you change your body and delude people, still I won't believe that you are the real one, as there is nothing in hypocrisy. Many sadhus dig a hole in the ground, and after that they sit in it, and they tell people to fill it up again with mud and everything. And they go underground, and they tell people that they will come out after a certain amount of time, like 1 month. They do that, and when they come out, they are still alive. And they remain in the ground for that amount of time for which they have said. And what else can they do? They can change their body into some other body, and they show this magic to people. But Kabir Sahib says here, I don't understand him as a sadhu who can do even this thing. Once a Westerner came to our regiment, and he showed us this, because our colonel was very interested in these things. So he dug out a ditch in the ground, and after that, he cemented it, and he sat in that, and it was covered. And after 1 week, he came out alive. But he told us that this was his job. He was not doing that for the sake of meeting God. It was only to earn his livelihood. And again from the hymn, even if you burn the fire and sit in it, and I cannot see you, even if you change your body into the body of a tiger and then come and frighten me, still, I won't believe that you are a sadhu, because there is nothing in hypocrisy. Many people expose themselves to fire and they master it. And after that, they exhibit. They show people that fire doesn't have any effect on them. They collect some wood and they sit on that. And when the fire is lit, people see that the wood is burning and their body is not burning. Many people master and control the fire and do not have any effect from that. And many people have the skill of changing their body, as I said before, into the body of an animal. They can even change their body into a tiger or a lion or any wild animal. Many people have attained that position. Once, in the beginning, when I was searching for God, I visited one place called Sarvali in the Punjab, and I heard about one Mahatma, a so-called sadhu, who was there, who was very popular because he was using many supernatural powers. And I had heard that he was a so-called good sadhu. So I went to him, and for a month or two, I served him. And after a month, he said to me, I am pleased with you. And now I can give you what I know. I can teach you how to convert your body into a snake, how to convert your body into the body of a tiger, and the animals like that. So I told him, Baba, I'm very sorry to know this, because I came here and I served you and had your darshan, because I want to go beyond this human body. I want to rise above it. But you are telling me that you know only how to convert the body into the body of a snake and all these animals. And I can get these bodies also by myself without serving you. Because if I will do a bad karma in this lifetime, then definitely I will get those lower bodies. So what is the use of serving you here? I can get that by myself. But he told me, I have only this thing with me. If you want, you can have it. Otherwise not. He was very famous, and people used to praise him a lot, because he used to show people how he could change his body into a snake and other animals. From the hymn, If you will become a monk by growing your hair and sitting in deep meditation, even if you fly in the air and carry your cushion without any support, then also I won't believe in you. In India, there is an order of monks called Udasis. They grow their hair very long. They keep all their hair tied up to their head, and they make a big bundle on their head. And they understand that by keeping this hair, they can get liberation. And they paste their bodies with ashes, and they always close their eyes when people are visiting them. And at that time, they do not open their eyes. But otherwise, they keep their eyes open. I went to such people also. In the Punjab, there was a master and his disciple in a village called Vala. And I went there, and what would they do? They would just sit in the posture, closing their eyes, and people would come and bow down to them, and they would bring them things, presents for them, which they would leave there. And I served them, both master and disciple, for 6 months. And they first gave me the job of collecting milk from everybody's house for them. In India, people are very happy in giving donations to so-called sadhus or godly people. So a lot of milk would be collected. I would go and collect from door to door. And then I would bring it to them, and they would drink that, and they would eat butter, whatever was coming to them. And after that, in order to digest that food, which they were eating too much, they would just go on doing exercise right from the morning. And he would tell me to climb on his body, and then he would sit down and stand up and do the practices. And once when I was on his body and he was doing that practice, I started laughing because looking at his condition, I couldn't help myself. So he got upset with me and he called me names and said, Why are you laughing? So I said, You should have eaten less. Why do you eat too much? And then you do this exercise to digest that food. And he said, Have you come to learn something from us, or have you come to teach us? After eating food and doing their physical exercise, they would bathe, and then they would put ashes on their bodies and sit with closed eyes as if they were meditating. And he had told me to tell the people who were coming to him, Now Babaji is in deep meditation. His attention is inside, so don't bother him. And whatever you have brought for him, just leave it with me and go away. And come after 1 hour, and he will get up. And people were told that they should never come empty-handed to see that Baba. They should always bring something. So people would bring butter and milk and food and all these things, and I would tell them, Baba is in deep meditation. You go and come after 1 hour, and whatever you have brought, just leave it with me. So they would give it to me. Again, after 1 hour, they would come back, carrying stuff again, because they were told not to come empty-handed. And in that way, a lot of food was collected daily, which they would eat. I did that for 6 months. And after that, I asked him, Give me some knowledge of Shabdanam. And he said, Don't you ever come here. We don't have any Shabdanam. We only have this Shabdanam of standing up and sitting down and standing up and... So in search of God, I got a lot of opportunity to go to many religious places in India. Once Guru Nanak Sahib went to a place called Kushetra, and there was a man, a fake sadhu, who was famous because he had told people that he could see what was happening in all the three worlds, that he had the knowledge of the three worlds. And he would always close his eyes and sit there. And he had a cup-like thing in front of him because people were coming to worship him, bowing down at him, and they would put some money in that cup. And he would just keep his eyes closed. And after some time, he would open his eyes a little bit and see how much money had been collected in that cup. So he could transfer that to another bag, which he had in the back. So Guru Nanak Sahib went there, and in order to teach him a lesson, Guru Nanak Sahib took that cup, which was in front of him, and he put that cup behind him. And then Guru Nanak sat in front of him, folding both his hands. After some time, when that so-called sadhu opened his eyes to see how much money was collected, he didn't see that cup there. So he opened both his eyes, and he asked Guru Nanak, "Where's my cup? Where is it? Who took it?" So Guru Nanak said, "I am sitting here. I didn't take it." Then the sadhu got upset and angry, and he said, "Then who else has taken it?" Then Guru Nanak Sahib said, "You say that you have the knowledge of the three worlds. You can see what is happening where, but you can't even see the cup, which is behind you." So Kabir Sahib says, "Those who do this kind of thing in order to have a big following, I don't understand them at all." And again from the hymn, the final lines of the hymn, "By loving the crows, you will not become a swan." Kabir says, "When you become one with Shabad, only then will you become a swan." Kabir Sahib calls these people crows. He's warning people that by loving these crows, by worshiping these people, you can never become a swan. And by following them, you can never mark your presence in the court of God. And then he says, "What type of master should we have? Whom should we take as our master?" And he says, "One who is the form of Shabad. One who is the practitioner of Shabd, you should take only him as your master, one who is absorbed in the Shabd. One who has become one with Shabd, one who himself meditates on Shabd and can make us meditate on Shabd, we should take only him as our master. Such Mahatmas never exist their qualities. They never say that they are Mahatmas. Other people come and talk about their experience with them. And they say, 'You came to this place and gave us darshan. You did this for us and you did that.' But they will say, 'No, we didn't do anything. We are sitting here and we are just like an ordinary man." Before Hazur Maharaj came to my ashram physically, he was giving me darshan in the form of Swamiji Maharaj, with his hair cut and his beard. And after that, he started coming within me in his original form. So when he first came to my ashram, I asked him, "Master, first you were coming within me in the form of Swamiji Maharaj. And after that, you started coming within me in your original form. Why didn't you come within me before in your original form?" So Master said, I don't know anything. I didn't do anything. This is all Master's grace. I don't know anything about it. Then I told him about Harnam Singh, how he was liberated by the Master, even though he was not initiated. But he had had the darshan at Abohar just for a few minutes. Then Master said, "This is all Master's grace. Master Sawan Singh is doing all these things. I am nothing." Sanchi told the story of Harnam Singh in another talk in another magazine. Harnam Singh had been on the landing at the train station, and the train pulled up, and the master was sitting there in his car looking out the window and gave this man his darshan. That was the only time that Harnam Singh ever saw the master, but master came and took him when it was time for him to leave the body. And then I told him about the liberation of Sundar Das, who used to live with me. And I told him, at the time of his death, Baba Sawan Singh, Baba Jamal Singh, and even you came to take him. And again he replied in the same way, saying, "This is all their doing." During the war with Germany, there was one initiate who told this story to Master Sawan Singh. He told him that during the war he was shot in the leg and got sick, and because the army didn't have much medicine, it was decided that those who couldn't help themselves, they should be poisoned to death. And the others, those people who were healthy, they should come back to the headquarters. So that man was telling the story to Master Sawan. That man who was telling the story to Master Sawan Singh said, "I was one of those who were going to be poisoned to death. And when that poison started affecting my body, I started seeing things in front of my eyes. And then I thought, now death is certain for me. Death will come. So I started doing the Simran, and then I saw Master Sawan. You came here in the car, and you took me and left me at a hospital where I got treatment and got better. And now I have come here, and now I am all right. But I didn't get any pension, and I don't have any means of livelihood, so please shower grace on me." So Master Sawan Singh said, "Who says I went so far, taking my car? I never went to any place, and I was here just doing satsang. Maybe Master would have taken care of you," meaning Master Jamal Singh. And then he said, "You should not worry about yourself, because the one who has taken care of you before will definitely protect you and take care of you for the future also." And then he told that man to go and see some other initiate who gave him a job. So Master once again took care of him. So the meaning of saying this is that when Sant Satgurus come into this world, no doubt they protect the disciples. They do everything for the disciples. They take the suffering and pain of the disciples. But they never exhibit their qualities to their disciples. They never say, "We have done this for you." They always give the credit to their master. And that's why in this hymn, Kabir Sahib has told us, "Rise above the fake things, save yourself from the hypocrites, and take refuge in the Sant Satgurus, those who are practicing the Shabd." The Shabd is not that Shabd which is meant for singing or playing music. This Shabd is all-pervading. It is the cause of all creation. Guru Nanak Sahib says, "Because of the Shabd, the sky was created. Because of the Shabd, the earth was created. And only because of this Shabd, light is everywhere. The Shabd is behind this creation." Nanak says, The light of Shabad is everywhere. And that concludes that satsang. And now we will begin a talk of Master Kripal. This is in the August 1972 Satsandesh. It's called No Love Without Fear. So Master says, the highest expression in creation, the human being, is next to God. It is considered to be such great good fortune to attain the human birth that even the gods and goddesses are anxiously seeking it. We, who are at present enjoying the human life, should consider ourselves most fortunate and should try to appreciate what God has given through His grace. The human life comes with both form and intellect, although we ourselves are conscious entities. We are soul. As man, we have progressed considerably where outer knowledge is concerned, knowledge of the physical makeup and how it's maintained, how it deteriorates, and the cure for its maladies. Thanks to science, a great deal of knowledge is available in the entire physical field. Man has used his intellect, and it is obvious what advances have been achieved, which were once beyond reach. And yet, with all this, we are not happy. Kabir Sahib made an all-embracing statement when he said, "Whomsoever I saw in the human form was unhappy." If you think about it, you will see how true this is. No son of man is really happy. Each one suffers from unhappiness of one type or another, for physical, mental, or intellectual reasons. Everyone has one woe or another. The whole world seeks permanent happiness. Why does a person toil to earn his living? Because he wants some happiness. Why does he desire good health? Again, for the sake of happiness. Why is everything done in this world? There is the hope of gaining some happiness behind all our actions. But the sad fact is that man does not realize that happiness does not come through worldly things. He seeks in the wrong direction. For in truth, happiness lies within oneself. For our soul is the very entity of that oversoul that we call God, who is eternal, all wisdom, all joy and happiness. We then have the same qualities as the Lord, on a smaller scale. Food for the physical is had by eating. The intellect is fed by reading, writing, and thinking. But food for the soul is the bread of life itself. So how is true happiness found? True happiness is regained by the conscious soul rejoining back to the oversoul. For it is the image of the Lord. It is a drop of that ocean of all consciousness, which sustains and maintains the whole of creation, and which exists in all beings. No place is without him. Because the soul is not enjoying the bread of life, it has no strength. The bread of life exists within each and every one. In some, it's apparent, but in most, it's hidden. Wherever it is apparent, that personality is known as a Mahatma, a great soul. He is also a human being like others, being born in the same way, with two hands, two feet, two eyes, two ears, etc. and the same inner construction. In the Upanishads, the question is asked, who is the great craftsman who has created this human body? Have you ever seen such a house with numerous apertures of eyes, nose, mouth, etc., and yet from which the indweller cannot run out? He is controlled therein by the very maker of the house, for both the maker and the soul dwell within. But the soul has no awareness of this, for it has not been nourished by the bread and water of life. What is the bread and water of life? It is found when the soul is joined back to God, its source, and it is found in the very temple of God, the human form. We live with it daily, and yet are in ignorance of it, for our attention is ever directed outwards. As long as we remain with the body is glorified, but we are prisoners within it, and remain so until we are released by the controlling power. And how can this power be experienced? It cannot be known by the senses, for while the senses, the mind, and intellect are not still, there is no experience. So God cannot be known by senses, mind, intellect, or even pranas. He can be experienced by the soul alone, when practically, through self-analysis, the soul comes to know itself. By separating matter from consciousness, we can learn what it is that controls all our faculties. You can say that we come to know the attention, for without the attention, even the senses do not work. You will have noticed, for instance, that if your attention is fully focused on something, you will not hear if anyone calls you. If the caller complains of your lack of response, your answer is usually, "Oh, my attention was elsewhere. I didn't hear you." When the attention is not with the sense of hearing, the ears will not receive from outside. Sometimes we find that we have not fully understood a person's remarks, lucid though they may have been, but we didn't understand because our attention was not trained upon the words. So it is proved that even the intellect does not work without the attention. Often with eyes wide open, we do not see people. Their presence does not register when our attention is otherwise engaged. The famous scientist, Isaac Newton, was once absorbed in a mathematical calculation when a band passed by, playing their instruments. When a few minutes later someone asked him if he had seen the band, he replied that he had neither seen nor heard it. This body in which we as soul live is a wonderful machine. For example, if a factory is run by power from a nearby powerhouse, whatever departments are connected to that power will work. If any machine becomes disconnected, it ceases to work. If the main switch is turned off, the whole factory is out of action. So this is a wonderful house in which we live, this human form. Both we, as indwellers, and the controlling power reside in the house. Furthermore, the food, the bread of life and water of life, is also available within. All is within, nothing without. Seek without, and you go into forgetfulness. The whole world seeks at that sense level and even a whole life's search avails nothing. So we will leave off there. And we will continue in the satsang that Sanchi gave in July of 1980 here at Sanpani. And it was the seventh in the series of talks that Sanchi gave at that time on the Gaurivars of Guru Ram Dass. His talk was called Humility, Meekness, and Love.
ਆਪਦੀ ਅੱਖੀ ਦੇਖ ਲਈਏ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਕੋੜਾ ਹੈ ਚਾਹੇ ਸਾਰੀ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਇੱਕ ਪਾਸੇ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ ਇਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਬੌਲਦਾ ਬੌਲਦਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੰਨਾਂਗੇ
ਇਫ ਯੂ ਸੀ ਵਿਦ ਆਵਰ ਓਨ ਆਈਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦੈਰ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਹਾਰਸ ਇਵਨ ਇਫ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਰੈਸਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਆਫ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਹਾਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਬਲੌਕ ਬਟ ਸਟਿਲ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਬਿਲੀਵ ਇਨ ਦੈਮ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਸੀਨ ਦੈਟ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਹਾਰਸ
ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਜਦ ਆਪਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਮੰਨਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਧਿਆਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਸੇ ਦਾ ਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪ੍ਰਚਾਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਸਾਡਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕੁੱਲ ਮਾਲਕ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਮਾਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ
ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਮੈਨੀਫੈਸਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਨ ਅਵਰ ਵਿਦੀਨ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਸੀ ਹਿਮ ਇਨ ਅਵਰ ਵਿਦੀਨ ਓਨਲੀ ਆਫਟਰ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਸੀਇੰਗ ਹਿਮ ਵੀ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਸੀਇੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਫੰਕਸ਼ਨਿੰਗ ਐਵਰੀਵੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਓਨਲੀ ਆਫਟਰ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਸਟਾਰਟ meditating only upon him, we start doing only his devotion, we start only preaching his name and we start only singing his glory in the world because we know for sure that only he is pervading everywhere and only he is functioning within everybody.
Meri apni had biti hai ke jad main 16 PS de vich abhyas karan lagya zameen de andar baith ke odo sade kai rishtedaran nu bada bhulekha pya si ga ਕਿ ਇਹ ਠੀਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਸਿਰ ਉੱਪਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਨੇ ਕੋਈ ਜਾਦੂ ਧੂੜ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਈ ਕਿਸਮ ਦਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਆ ਕੇ ਬਹਿਸ ਮਾਸਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਸੀ ਹਾਲਾਂਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਆਮ ਤੌਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਘੱਟ ਹੀ ਬਾਹਰ ਨਿਕਲਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇਹੀ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਕਿ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਨੂੰ ਸਿਮਰ ਕੇ ਪਾਪੀ ਤਰੇ ਅਨੇਕ ਕਹੇ ਅਜਾਇਬ ਨਾ ਛੋੜੀਏ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਕੀ ਟੇਕ ਉਹ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਸ਼ਰਮਿੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਉੱਠ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ
ਇਟ ਹੈਪਨ ਵਿਦ ਮੀ ਆਲਸੋ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਵੈਨ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਟਿੰਗ ਇਨ 16 PS I was not seeing anybody, so that is why many of my relatives were believing that Kripal Singh has done some magic on me, and that is why I was not seeing them, and I was doing some things which I should not do. And they used to come and tell many things against the master. But I would always tell them lovingly that I have seen only one thing, and that is that the repeating the name of Kripal Singh, many sinners have got liberation. That is why Ajayab Singh says that you should never leave the support of Kripal Singh. When I would tell them and when they would know that I have so much faith in the master, then they would leave me alone and after feeling a lot of embarrassment.
ਇੱਥੋਂ ਤੱਕ ਇੱਕ ਔਰਤ ਆਈ ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੀ ਕਿ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਭੂਤ ਨਾ ਚਿੰਬੜਿਆ ਹੋਵੇ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਝਾੜਾ ਚਪਾੜਾ ਪਵਾ ਲਈਏ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਐਸਾ ਇੱਕ ਮੇਰੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਝਾੜੇ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਮੰਤਰ ਕਰਕੇ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਠੀਕ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੇ ਵੱਸ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਿਰਫ ਪਿਆਰ ਦਾ ਬੰਧਨ ਹੀ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਵੱਸ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ
ਵਾਂਸ ਅ ਵੂਮਨ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਸ਼ੀ showed her sympathy and she said that it seems that some ghost is controlling you. Let me take you to someone who can repeat some mantra and remove that ghost from your within. I told her lovingly that within me such a Sadguru is sitting who can heal people by repeating the mantra, but he is so dear and he is such a unique one that nobody can control him.
Sham da waqt si main gufa de vichon nikal ke bahar baitha siga aur hazur di yaad de vich ਅੱਖਾਂ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਭਰੀਆਂ ਹੋਈਆਂ ਸੀਗੀਆਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ 'ਚੋਂ ਪਾਣੀ ਵਗ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਹ ਔਰਤ ਔਰ ਉਸਦਾ ਲੜਕਾ ਦੋਨੇ ਜਾਣੇ ਆਏ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਕੁਛ ਵਾਕਿਆ ਚਿੰਬੜਿਆ ਹੋਣਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਰੋ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮਖੌਲ ਦੇ ਤੌਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਹੋਰ ਤਾਂ ਤੇਰਾ ਕੋਈ ਇਲਾਜ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਾਉਂਦਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਰਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਦ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਰੋਂਦੇ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਉਹ ਬੜੇ ਪ੍ਰਭਾਵਿਤ ਹੋਏ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੀ ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਦਵਾਈ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਜੇ ਮੇਰੇ 'ਤੇ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਮਿਹਰ ਕਰੀ ਰੱਖੇ ਮੈਂ ਹੋਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਕੋਈ ਦਵਾਈ ਨਹੀਂ
ਵਨ ਈਵਨਿੰਗ ਵੈਨ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਵਿਦ ਟੀਅਰਸ ਇਨ ਮਾਈ ਆਈਜ਼ ਆਈ ਕੇਮ ਆਊਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਕੇਵ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਆਊਟਸਾਈਡ ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਵੂਮਨ ਕੇਮ ਵਿਦ ਹਰ ਸਨ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਟੌਂਟਡ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਦੈਟ ਟੋਨ ਦੇ ਸੈਡ ਸ਼ੀ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਨੋਬਡੀ ਐਲਸ ਇਜ਼ ਪੇਇੰਗ ਐਨੀ ਅਟੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਟੂ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਸ਼ੀ ਆਫਰਡ ਹਰਸੈਲਫ She said that I can take you for the treatment. I told her that I will not be treated by anyone except Kripal. I have, for me, I need only one medicine, and that is the grace of Master Kripal. If Kripal keeps showering grace on me, that is enough for me. When they saw tears in my eyes, they were so much impressed, and they were also moved.
Jane Nanak Naam Salahe Tu Sache Sache Seva Teri Hot. Sab Ras Tin Kair De Jin Har ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਆਪਣੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਕਹਿਣ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਸ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਸਭ ਰਸ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸਭ ਰਸਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਉੱਪਰ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਹੀ ਰਸ ਹੈ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਤੱਕ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਦੁਨੀਆ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਨਿਹਾਲ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਸਭ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ।
Now we say that those who are doing the meditation of Shabad Naam according to the instructions of their masters, they get all the elixirs, they get all the taste, all the juices, and you know that the elixir of Naam is greatest of all. And when they have manifested Naam in their within, it means that they have got all the things. So when those who are doing the meditation according to the instructions of their masters get that elixir in their within, God keeps many other things in their within, and God himself inspires people to come to him. And when people come to him, they become their followers, and they all follow him.
Aath pehar jo har har japai har da bhagat pragat nahi chhapai.
24 hours a day, one who does the meditation, one who repeats the name of Lord, such a devotee cannot remain hidden.
Jin nirpo naam te aaya tin ko po koi nahi hare uttam tini sari viya jin ko tur likhya. ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਲੋਕ ਲਾਜ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਡਰ ਤੋਂ ਉੱਪਰ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਹੋਏ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕੀਤੀ, ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕੀਤਾ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਡਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹਦਾ ਰਾਖਾ ਉਹਦਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਹੈ।
Now he said that he who meditated according to the instructions of the master, rising above the public shame and the threat of the people, he is never afraid of the people because his master, his God, is protecting him.
ते हर दर गए पैनाही है जिन हर मन उठा जिन हर उठा मन माए कोई आप तरे सब कुटुंब स्यों तिन पीछे सब जगत। ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਦਰਗਾਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਣ ਵਾਲਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਮਾਣ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੱਚੀ ਇੱਜ਼ਤ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਆਪ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਉਤਾਰੀ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਉਕਲਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਤਾਰ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਅਗਰ ਸਾਰਾ ਵੀ ਜਗਤ ਉਹਦੇ ਕਹਿਣ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਜਾਵੇ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਰਾ ਜਗਤ ਵੀ ਉਤਰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
Now Guru Sahib says that the meditators of Naam are honored in the court of Lord, and God gives them the real respect, the true respect, and they themselves get liberation, and moreover they become the cause of liberation for their generation, for their families, and even if all the people of this world follow them, they all can get liberation.
Maharaj ji kehnde hunde sige ke satsangi di kul tar jandi hai, acha jo koi satsangi kamaj wala hai odiyan kai kulan tar jandiyan hai, gurmukh diyan anginti kulan tar jandiyan hai.
Master Sawan Singh ji used to say that one generation of the satsangi gets liberation, and the satsangi who is doing meditation, a good satsangi, is many generations get liberation, and numerous generations of the gurumukhs get liberation.
Jane Nanak ko
it's a saint so that after meeting him, we may look at him, we may have his darshan, because his darshan is our life, and we will not be satisfied even after having a lot of darshan of him.
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਧਰਤੀ ਭਾਗਾਂ ਵਾਲੀ ਹੈ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਐਸੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਬੈਠਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਧਰਤੀ ਪੂਜਾ ਦੇ ਕਾਬਲ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਜਨਤ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਦਾ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵੀ ਮਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ.
ਨਾਓ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਲੈਂਡ ਵੇਅਰ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਆਰ ਬੋਰਨ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਲੈਂਡ ਵੇਅਰ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਗੋ ਐਂਡ ਸਿਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਬਲੈਸਡ ਵਨ, ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਰਥ ਵਰਸ਼ਿਪਿੰਗ, ਐਂਡ ਦ ਕ੍ਰੀਚਰਸ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਸਚ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ, they are also most fortunate ones, because fortunate one, because when they go to have the darshan of the masters, their mind gets peace.
Tan tan pita tan tan kul tan tan so janani jin guru janiya mai tan tan guru jine ਨਾਮ ਅਰਾਧਿਆ ਆਪ ਤਰਿਆ ਜਿਨੀ ਡਿੱਠਾ ਤਿਨ ਲੈ ਛੁੜਾਈ.
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਧੰਨ ਉਹ ਕੁਲ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਉਹ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ, ਧੰਨ ਉਹਦੇ ਮਾਤਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਸਨ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਜਨਮ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਫਿਰ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਧੰਨ ਉਹ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਸੀ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਮਾਨ ਵਡਿਆਈ, ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵਕਾਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਲੱਤ ਮਾਰ ਕੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕੀਤੀ. ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਦਿੱਤੀ, ਉਹ ਆਪ ਤਰ ਗਿਆ. ਜਿਹੜਾ ਵੀ ਉਸ ਦਾ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਦਰਗਾਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਛੁਡਾ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਬਲੈਸਡ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਇਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਵਾਸ ਬੋਰਨ, ਐਂਡ ਬਲੈਸਡ ਆਰ ਦ ਪੇਰੈਂਟਸ ਵਿਚ ਗੇਵ ਬਰਥ ਟੂ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਐਂਡ ਬਲੈਸਡ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ who did the meditation of Shabad Naam after kicking the worldly pleasures. And what does God gives to such a master? Master, what does God gives to such a master? God liberates such a master, and he gives, God gives such a glory to such masters that those who go to have the darshan of such masters, they are also made to, they are also made free in the court of Lord.
ਹਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਮਿਲੋ ਦਇਆ ਕਰ ਜਾਨੇ ਨਾਨਕ ਤੂੰ ਪਾਏ ਪੌੜੀ ਸੱਚ ਸੱਚਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਅਮਰ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਅੰਦਰ ਹਰੇ ਉਰ
ਹੁਣ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਫਰਿਆਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਐਸਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਮੇਲ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਲੱਗੇ ਰਹੀਏ, ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰੀਏ.
Now again he makes a request, makes a prayer to Lord that, oh Lord, you make us meet such a Sadguru so that we may always remain attached to his feet and we may always remain in love with him.
ਹੁਣ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਰਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ, ਸਿਰਫ ਚੋਲਾ ਬਦਲਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ.
He says that master never dies, he only changes his body because God is manifested in the master.
ਸੱਚ ਸੱਚਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਪੁਰਖ ਹੈ ਜਿਨੇ ਕਾਮ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਬਿਖ ਮਾਰਿਆ.
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਕੁੱਲ ਮਾਲਕ ਹੈ, ਉਸਨੇ ਕਾਮ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਲੋਭ ਮੋਹ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਵਸ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਸਨੇ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਹੀ ਮਹਿਨਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਟਾਲੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ.
Now he says that Sadguru is all honor. He is controlled lust, anger, greed, attachment, and egoism. And he has molded his life in such a way, in a correct way.
Jan ditha puran Sadguru ta andar mane sandariya baliha ਸਦਾ ਸਦਾ ਘੁੰਮ ਵਾਰਿਆ. ਮੁਖ ਜੇਤਾ ਮਨ ਮੁਖ ਹਾਰਿਆ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਜੇਤਾ ਮਨ ਮੁਖ ਹਾਰਿਆ
ਹੁਣ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਬਲਿਹਾਰ ਜਾਣਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਸਨੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਜਾਮੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੀ ਬਾਜੀ ਜਿੱਤ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਮਨਮੁਖ ਇੱਥੇ ਕਾਮ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਲੋਭ ਮੋਹ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਹਾਰ ਕੇ ਚਲੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ
ਨਾਓ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਸੈਕਰੀਫਾਈਸ ਮਾਈਸੈਲਫ ਔਨ ਮਾਈ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਹੂ ਮੇਡ ਮਾਈ ਲਾਈਫ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਗੁਰਮੁਖਸ ਵਿਨ ਦੈਰ ਬੋਡੀ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਲਾਈਫ ਦੇ ਯੂਟੀਲਾਈਜ਼ ਦੈਰ ਬੋਡੀ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਗੋ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਦੈਰ ਹੋਮ ਵੈਰ ਐਜ਼ ਦਾ ਮਨਮੁਖਸ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਲੂਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਦੇ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਲੂਜ਼ ਦਾ ਬੈਟਲ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਓਬੇਇੰਗ ਦਾ ਲਸਟ ਐਂਗਰ ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਦਾ ਪੈਸ਼ਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਦੇ ਨੈਵਰ ਯੂਟੀਲਾਈਜ਼ ਦੈਰ ਬੋਡੀ
ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਲਾਹਾ ਲੈ ਚੱਲੇ ਮਨਮੁਖ ਚੱਲੇ ਮੂਲ ਗਵਾਏ ਜੀਓ
ਗੁਰਮੁਖਸ ਟੇਕ ਦਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਫਿਟ ਵੈਰ ਐਜ਼ ਦਾ ਮਨਮੁਖਸ ਈਵਨ ਲੂਜ਼ ਦੇਅਰ ਕੈਪੀਟਲ
And we will conclude the satsang with Sanchi's bhajan, Terde Prema Bhavari Kita, page 96. Your love has made me mad. Now I have no control over it. People say that love is easy, but its attack is like that of the tiger. It is the poisonous black cobra. The soul trembles and becomes perplexed. I feel your love in my bones. When I take a step, my heart throbs. From within, the string of love vibrates. The soul dives into the love. Your face is like the moon, and our condition is like the moonbird. The trap of love is very strong. Our soul weeps. Listen, O Satguruji Kirpal, what is our condition, the suffering ones? Forgive us, O Satguru, gracious on the poor ones. The soul makes this request to you. He who wants to earn the love should first sacrifice his head. Ajab says, then he gets the darshan of his beloved. So says the Bani. Your love has made me mad. Now I have no control over it. Terde Prema Bhavari Kita, page 96.
Tere prema bhavari kita hun koi pesh na jandiye Tere prema bhavari kita hun koi pesh na jandiye Loki kende prema sukala eda japata he sheravala Loki kende prema sukala eda japata he sheravala eta naga jarila kala tare tare ruga barandiye tere prema pavari kita hun koi peshan chandiye Tere prema bhavari kita hun koi pesh na chandiye Tera prema hada vichrare ke kadama utava ta dil dare ke Tera prema hada vichrare ke kadama utava ta dil dare ke Andaro tara prema dikare ke jind pae gote kandiye tere prema bhavari kita hun koi pesh na chandiye tere prema bhavari kita hun koi pesh na chandiye Teri surat chanda misala, vanga chakora sadahala. Teri surat chanda misala, vanga chakora sadahala. Tada paya prema dajala, सारी रूकुड़ लांदिए तेरे प्रेम पावरी कीता हुन कोई पेशन चांदिए तेरे प्रेम पावरी कीता हुन कोई पेशन चांदिए सुनियो सतगुरु जी कृपाला सादा दुखिया ता की हाल सुनियो सतगुरु जी कृपाल सादा दुखिया ता की हाल पक्षो सतगुरु दीन दयाला रूपे वसते पांदिए तेरे प्रेम पावरी कीता हुन कोई पेशन चांदिए तेरे प्रेम पावरी कीता हुन कोई पेशन चांदिए जेरा प्रेम कमोना चावे पेला सिरनु पेत चढ़ावे जेरा प्रेम कमोना चावे पेला सिरनु बेत चढ़ावे अजायब तड़शा पिया दा पावे पानी ए फरमोंदिए तेरे प्रेम पावरी कीता हुन कोई पेशन चांदिए तेरे प्रेम पावरी कीता हुन कोई पेशन चांदिए
He who wants to earn the love should first sacrifice his head. Ajayb says, then he gets the darshan of his beloved. So says the Bani. Your love has made me mad. Now I have no control over it. May God bless us all.